Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslofi.
Well, it's time to celebrate another victory. On Friday, the Montana House of Representatives voted to pass House Bill 322 to allow for school choice for students with special needs. Montana's public schools do a great job for most students, but not for every student. Sadly, some students in Montana need options, and that's what school choice is all about. The bill that passed second reading on Friday creates a system called education savings accounts. Any student who qualifies can use an education savings account to choose an alternative to their local public school. Half of the money that would have been spent to educate them in public school will instead be put into an education savings account. Currently, we spend about $12,000 per year per student, so these students would get about $6,000 placed in their accounts. The student and their family would then be able to spend that money on an education that works for them. Which students qualify? Students with special needs, students whose parents are active duty military, or students with a parent who was killed in the line of duty. These children have some of the highest obstacles to success. In Montana, they graduate at a rate 10% lower than the rest of the population, so clearly we have to do more. That's why it's so exciting that the House of Representatives passed this bill. If it makes it through the rest of the process, we can begin to help Montana families who need it most. Opponents of school choice often say that we don't need it and that our public schools are good enough. But even in a system that's good enough, there will be some students who still fall through the cracks. 15% of students overall drop out, and for students with special needs, it's 25%. Clearly, we need some options. House Bill 322 still has a long way to go. It has to pass the House Appropriations Committee and then has to pass third reading in the House. When it clears those hurdles, it then has to go through the entire process a second time in the Montana Senate. When that's all done, the governor could still veto it. That means there's a great opportunity for Montana families to make a difference. If you contact your legislator and encourage them to support House Bill 322, you can help this vital bill as it clears the hurdles on its way to becoming law. I'd like to single out three legislators for special recognition. Representatives Roy Hollingsworth, Jeff Wellborn, and Ray Shaw all voted for House Bill 322. Although they haven't agreed with us on some school choice bills in the past, on Friday, they voted in favor of helping Montana families make the best choices for their kids' education. They voted in favor of House Bill 322, and for that, they deserve our thanks. If you'd like to get involved by calling your local legislator, you can use our website at montanafamily.org. Click on the Legislature button, and you'll find links to call or email every legislator. You can also check out our bill tracker, which will keep you up to date on the progress of all the bills that the Montana Family Foundation supports or opposes. Your call or email could be the one that pushes a legislator over the top to vote for House Bill 322. This is an excellent chance to be on the front lines, making a difference for Montana families. Even though there are many hurdles still to come, passing second reading was a major step forward. Friday was a victory for Montana families, and we're celebrating. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslofi reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.